The incident at URI turned out to be a false alarm, but it was scary for students like Holly Ream, who were caught up in it.
Everybody started like running down and saying like he had a gun or something like that.
He had a gun. The mere suggestion of that possibility sent the University of Rhode Island into lockdown mode for several hours. Holly Ream was in the middle of a large physiology lecture where the panic started. She remembers hearing someone scream, "Get out, get out," and says that's when everyone started running for the door.
I don't know. All I know is we all just like kind of just ran out, and it was really fast, and we all like just left our stuff.
URI is normally a peaceful college campus tucked between woodland and small farms in a mostly rural part of the state. Police logs show the first call about a gunman came in just after 11:20 on the morning of April 4th. Around the same time, university officials noticed a post on Twitter, and they issued an emergency alert telling students and campus faculty to stay put so authorities could investigate.
Breaking news from the Kingston campus of URI, where huge police presence has gathered there.
Local news interrupted programming to cover the situation. Meanwhile, URI President David Dooley was at a meeting in Providence, about an hour away from campus. He got a text message that said police were investigating reports of a gunman.
It's the last thing you ever want to hear, as probably anybody, but especially as a university president.
Dooley excused himself from the meeting, jumped in his car, and sped south toward campus. On the way, he noticed cell phone lines were jammed as people tried to reach loved ones on campus.
And I'll tell you, the whole time, you know, you're driving, you're thinking, oh my goodness, you know, what is happening? Because communications were not as rich as I would have liked, because it was difficult to get text messages out for a little bit.
The university's website was also overwhelmed, making it difficult for many people to find out what was going on. Dooley says social media became the main source for communication, and that's one issue he plans to address in the aftermath of the incident. Fortunately, there was never any gunman on the URI campus. The scare resulted from a comment overheard and apparently misunderstood. But URI President Dooley says the entire incident proved something he's been saying for some time, that campus police should carry guns.
I believe that the University of Rhode Island force should be armed. And I think that is widely considered the best practice for institutions like ours. If you look across America, there are very few, maybe no other public research universities of our size in which the force is unarmed.
The police force at URI carries pepper spray and collapsible batons, but not guns. In fact, Rhode Island is currently the only state in the country that does not allow state universities to arm their police, according to higher education officials. The issue has come up several times over the years, but the board overseeing state colleges has never acted on it. One major concern is the cost. A 2010 state report estimates it would take hundreds of thousands of dollars to arm police at all three state college campuses. It may be worth the expense, according to the criminologist James Allen Fox from Northeastern University.
Campus police need to have weapons at their disposal, in their holsters, on their bodies, in case the rare event of a shooting on campus or some other major attack occurs. Or even minor attack. They need to have guns. They need to be ready to respond and protect all of us on campus.
Fox says an increasing number of college campuses have armed police over the last decade, and he adds events like a recent stabbing at a Texas university illustrate why they're doing it. In cases like this, campus police are the first responders, and Fox argues they need firearms to do their jobs effectively. Asked whether Rhode Island is likely to change its policy on arming campus police, Governor Lincoln Chafee suggested he wouldn't rush to judgment.
We're still looking at it and having a discussion about the cost, the liability, the training, the safety for both the officers and for the students.
Safety for everyone on campus is, of course, what this debate is all about. And while violent attacks on college campuses are relatively rare, the question is whether campus police will be prepared for more than a false alarm. The current Board of Education has no immediate plans to address the arming of campus police, but a bill now pending at the State House would allow campus police officers to carry guns. Elizabeth Harrison, Rhode Island Public Radio.
Education reporting on Rhode Island Public Radio is funded in part by a grant from the Rhode Island Foundation, Rhode Island's only community foundation.